Qawwali is Indo-Pakistani Sufi music, which is also found in Iran, a little bit in Turkey, a little bit in Iraq, and some of the Arab countries also. But it started in India. It started in India about the year 1500. So its music has been evolving for 600 years. It has mostly a devotional basis. It is also a mystical music. And generally the songs are mystical poetry by famous Sufi mystics and poets that are read to or set to music. The purpose of Qawwali in a Sufi setting is not entertainment, but a purpose that is familiar to many of us who were young in the 60s. It is to get high. Which is considered a good purpose. Getting high brings us closer to feelings of inspiration and union, release, reducing the barriers between us and the divine, reducing the barriers between us and this divine and this divine and each other. Reducing the barriers between us and ourselves, which is the most difficult, because we all of us, to some degree or greater or lesser degrees, walk around holding our hearts like this, carefully. Don't hurt my heart, don't shock it. But that same protection also in time becomes a way of keeping our heart away from others and away from openness. And Qawwali, as a part of Sufism, is a way to open the heart. To open the heart through music and rhythm, and to open the heart through the meaning of the poetry that is being sung, and to open the heart through the sharing of the experience with others. So it is not a solitary music, it's a shared music. Today we can walk in the street and put on headphones and carry an iPod and listen to Qawwali, and that's okay, why not? But this kind of gathering, we're gradually, possibly, hopefully, eventually, we melt a little bit. Our borders become a little bit less tack, tack, tack. They become a little more fluid. And I feel how he's feeling, and I see how she's moving. And I see what tune you like and what your foot responds to. And all that becomes part of the sphere of our collective getting high. Yeah. And then at the end of the evening, a little bit of that opening, a little bit of that lightness, we take away with us. And as, who is it? Milan Kundera talks about the unbearable lightness of being. So tomorrow, day after, gradually we will contain that lightness again. But it'll be a little bit lighter for a while. And maybe another time it'll open a little more, become little lighter again. The music is, it's a group music, as you can see. And generally, there would be two or three more singers here as a support and chorus. It's quite often sung in call and response. Maybe a little deeper into the evening, some of you all will feel inspired to join in, and we will do call and response. At the same time that it is a group music, it is not a choral music. So we don't always start exactly together and finish exactly together, and sometimes our notes are a little different. And that's okay. As people, we are a little different. Our colors are a little different. Our voices are a little different. Our experiences that you can hear in our voices are also different. It is music, but it is also a conversation in which we use naturalness. So, soms klinkt het een beetje rommelig. But that is, that's good. Als het te rommelig is, dan misschien niet, maar... what else shall I tell you about Kavali? Elvira said not too long.
Sorry.
those are the important things. From time to time, I might translate some of the lines as we're singing them. And if you hear something that you want repeated, then make a movement, do that. You know, I'll repeat it if I see you. I should see you. The job of a kaval is to help you to get high and to tune you a little bit. And so I need to pay attention to you. So if I'm singing like this, you go like that. I'll open my eyes. I'm at your service. We are all at your service. So if you want to hear something repeated, say repeat. In India, they don't say repeat. Huh? They have a nice way of doing it. They say, oh, wonderful, wonderful. So when someone says, wonderful, wonderful, immediately he repeats it because he feels good, right? So you take into account human nature, and if you are moved by something and you say, wonderful, wonderful, then we'll repeat it. If you keep saying it, we'll keep repeating it. Repetition is a part of Kavali. You'll find a lot of repetition. It's a part of Kavali. In India, there is the idea, in most Eastern music, there is the idea, and poetry, that something that hasn't been heard three times has not been heard. Now, there may be all kinds of, you know, nice metaphysical or psychological reasons for it, but it also creates a rhythm, and that way it enters into the body. So the hearing becomes a more physical act also, absorbing the music. So there's a lot of repetition. I don't know what you're supposed to say if you're tired of the repetition. Just bear with us. If you don't look pleased, we'll try and move on. Okay. So thank you again all for coming here. As Elmer mentioned, this evening is organized by the Sufi Way, which is a Sufi organization that he is a part of, we are a part of, and there are other programs, and you have some literature, maybe we can put it here later on. If you want to look at it, you're very welcome. And if you have any questions about Kavali, or about the Sufi Way, or about life, I can answer questions about Kavali and the Sufi Way. And I'm sure over here you're bound to find someone who can answer questions about life.